Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Mashir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph came forward. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, before the leaders, and all the congregation at the entrance of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, yet he was not among the group of those who gathered together against the Lord in the group of Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family simply because he had no son? Give us property among our father's brothers." So Moses brought their case before the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The daughters of Zelophehad are right about their statement. You shall certainly give them hereditary property among their father's brothers, and you shall transfer the inheritance of their father to them. Further, you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, if a man dies and has no son, then you shall transfer him
said to Moses, "Go up to this mountain of Abiram and see the land which I have given to the sons of Israel. When you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people, just as Aaron your brother was. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to treat me as holy before their eyes at the water."
These are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh, the wilderness of Zin.
Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "May the Lord, the God of the spirits of humanity, appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them and lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep that have no shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him, and have him stand before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and commission him in their sight. And you shall put some of your authority on him, so that all the congregation of the sons of Israel will obey him. Moreover, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him by the judgment. Did just as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him, just as the Lord had spoken through Moses.